Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. It would be nice to think that the issue of housing discrimination and phenomena like landlords refusing to rent to people because of their race or religion or age or disability is a thing of the past. Unfortunately, it's not, and many, many North Carolinians suffer discrimination of this kind every year. Recently, I got a chance to sit down with the director of the Fair Housing Project of Legal Aid of North Carolina, veteran civil rights attorney Jack Holtzman, to learn more about the scope of the problem, some of the trends in fair housing, and how people who think they might have been victims in this area may be able to get some help. Well, Jack Holtzman, welcome to News and Views. Good to have you with us.
Rob, thank you.
Jack is, of course, one of North Carolina's top civil rights lawyers, has been for a long time. He's the director of the Fair Housing Project of Legal Aid of North Carolina. I think a lot of people think of fair housing and think, that was something back in the 60s, maybe. Wasn't that taken care of? We still have discrimination in housing in America?
Yes, unfortunately. I am. Unfortunately, there is discrimination in North Carolina and throughout the United States. And I think our fair housing testing has shown that even today, 50 years after the enactment of the Fair Housing Act, housing discrimination, unfortunately, still does exist.
So what are we talking about? Who's being discriminated against?
So we, back in December of 2018, the Fair Housing Act issued its State of Fair Housing in North Carolina. And we analyzed the various agency reports dealing with complaints that had been filed, and we determined that the largest number of complaints of alleged discrimination was race, roughly 42%, 43%, followed by disability, about 35%. So we know that there are complaints still being filed throughout North Carolina, whether with our state agency, the North Carolina Human Relations Commission, or various county or city enforcement agencies. But those numbers aren't even really indicative, we don't think, of the full extent of discrimination in North Carolina, because a lot of people don't even know they've been discriminated against. 20, 30 years ago, somebody may have called you an expletive and said, I'm not going to rent to you. Now people smile and say nothing's available, and you walk away, and you may not have even realized that you've been discriminated against.
Mm-hmm.
There are also a lot of people out there that don't know about the Fair Housing Project of Legal Aid. And so they may think, well, what can I do? And they may just move on. So one of the reasons where we wanted to be on today is that the Fair Housing Project engages in a lot of community education. So people in the community will understand their rights, whether it's a tenant or a landlord, whether it's a housing provider or a community advocate, so that they will know that the Fair Housing Project exists. We're a place people can go for confidential legal advice and representation, folks who may have been a victim of housing discrimination. Our services are free. Although legal aid generally has income eligibility requirements, our project, which receives funding from HUD to do this, does not have income eligibility requirements. So any individual, regardless of income in North Carolina, that believes that he or she has been a victim of housing discrimination should call us.
Is the most typical form of housing discrimination literally just, you know, not renting to someone because you don't want to rent to their kind of people? Are there other examples?
Certainly, yes. Rental housing is among the most prevalent. The Fair Housing Act covers almost all types of housing, whether it's private, rental housing, single-family homes, the selling of a home, whether it's transitional housing, long-term housing. It covers almost every type of housing. And so it really is very broad in its coverage. I need to just say that the Fair Housing Act covers certain protected groups.
Okay. It
covers discrimination based upon race, color, national origin, gender, religion, familial status, and disability. So you'll notice that those are actually neutral terms. Whether a person, whatever their race, or a person, whatever their gender, if they were discriminated against, they would have rights under the Fair Housing Act.
Typically, we think of agents you've mentioned, like human relations commissions and things like that. How come there's a need for your organization in addition to those traditional government agencies we think of?
Well, those are excellent organizations. They need to be funded better.
Yeah.
But they are the fact finders. They're the organizations that do the investigation and a determination. They're kind of like the court. And so they are the neutral fact finders who investigate and make a determination. What the Fair Housing Project of Legal Aid does is we are the advocates and the legal representatives. And so we will assist an individual that has been discriminated against in advocating in front of these entities, whether it's the North Carolina Human Relations Commission or Orange County's organization or the City of Durham's. And so we will assist them in filing a complaint, telling them what their legal rights are before that, and determining whether they want to file a complaint or not, and then representing them through the process.
I mean, you must have a pretty significant volume of work that you're trying to handle.
We do, and I need to say that I am only the co-director.
Okay.
Jeff Dillman is actually the other co-director of the Fair Housing Project. We have a managing attorney, Kelly Clark, and staff attorney, Lauren Brazil. We have a testing coordinator. We have a small but feisty group of excellent attorneys and advocates. Our focus is statewide, but that we're actually a small project.
Y'all put out a report earlier this year, The State of Fair Housing in North Carolina. One of the interesting statistics I noted there is the fact that while race discrimination remains the top category of discrimination, we've seen more alleged discrimination based on disability. That seems to be a growing category. There's a significant chunk, when we think about it, of North Carolinians who are, in fact, disabled people, right? People
yeah.
with disabilities?
Yes, that's definitely correct. About roughly a little more than 13% of North Carolinians, non-institutionalized, folks mm-hmm. who are not in any institution of any kind, are persons with disabilities. And they have rights under the Fair Housing Act. And we found that this is an area where there's just a lot of confusion, both among mm-hmm. tenants and landlords, about what their rights are. And especially one of the areas that we have found deals with what are called assistance animals. Hmm. These can be a service animal, and people have seen those, a seeing eye dog, for example, or what some folks call an emotional support animal or a therapy animal. And so you have this confusion and sometimes some contention between housing providers and tenants. Housing providers are allowed to have no pet policies. That's perfectly fine. They can have breed restriction policies, weight restriction policies on the animals if they allow the animal in there. But these assistance animals are actually not pets. They're not considered a pet. They're more like a device, like a seeing eye dog,
right?
Or like a cane or a wheelchair. And so if a person with a disability has a disability-related need for such an animal, then they may be entitled to have that animal with them in their unit, even if there is a general no pets policy that applies to all the tenants.
Would you say that's the typical disability case, or are there other kinds of disability cases?
Well, that is certainly a very common case, but other situations deal with accessibility. Folks who have mobility problems, whether they're in a wheelchair or a walker, anybody that builds housing in North Carolina, not just affordable housing, but any type of housing, has to build the housing according to fair housing accessibility requirements. And sometimes, because of mistakes or people trying to cut corners, some of these units may not be fully accessible as required under federal and state laws. Okay. And so we will, through our testing, determine if, in fact, there are accessibility problems, and we may file complaints against architects, builders, owners, in order to remediate those units and make them accessible.
Another part of the report dealt with sort of the geographic distribution of these discrimination incidents in our state. And while not surprisingly, the larger, more urban counties have more, it's not like it's limited to there. It's a statewide issue.
It is a statewide issue. I think that any place where there's housing, frankly, there's going to be some instances or there may be some instances of discrimination. It's not limited to any urban or rural setting specifically. During our community education across the state, we, in our enforcement work across the state, we definitely have seen from Murphy to Manio that, you know, housing discrimination exists regardless of the area. Most housing providers do the right thing. They understand what needs to be done. They have a business, and they're perfectly fine and doing well. It's the exceptions, those folks who for whatever reason, whether it's animus, whether it's prejudice or lack of understanding. So they're the exception, but they're still the need.
So y'all do these programs occasionally where you're doing education, in addition to actually representing people who've been aggrieved, you are educating the world out there, both potential renters and users of housing, as well as landlords and developers, right?
So we definitely, part of our HUD grant is to do as much community education as possible. So people will understand their rights and responsibilities. We do that often together with local governments or with other advocacy groups. One we did with the Apartment Association in Charlotte. It's better for everybody to understand what the Fair Housing Act requires, whether you're a landlord or a tenant.
Well, if people want to find out more, want to help the effort, the Fair Housing Project of Legal Aid of North Carolina, they would go to fairhousingnc.org. Is that right?
That's correct. That's our website. And anybody that believes they have been a victim of housing discrimination should call our toll-free number, which is 855-797-3247. Again, 855-797-3247. And we will do a confidential intake with them, discuss what their legal options and rights are, and determine next steps with them.
Incredibly important work. We're really appreciative to you and the team for doing it. Thank you for being with us. Let's do this again in a few months and talk some more about this issue.
All right. Again, thanks.
Coming up next, a Labor Day weekend look at the lot of working people in our state. Stay with us.